I am very excited to be here. I believe in ProTrack very much. Do I believe in this? I did not have this experience. Many of your established speakers will tell you they wish that there had been programs like this to learn. We had to learn, as Michael will tell you, the hard way, by the ropes, by making an awful lot of mistakes, which hopefully we're going to help you solve some of those errors that we made. We'll tell you some stories, even today on the tables. I'll tell you some stories about things that have gone wrong. I work primarily in two areas. For about the last 15 years, I've been a seminar company, a public seminar company. My company is called Knowledge Transfer. And the division that I work in primarily is a division called Volunteer Pro. And what we did for literally 12 to 15 years is spend 250 days a year on the road. I mean, literally doing seminars in every city that had over a million people. That was our cue. If a city had a million people, we could draw in the 40 to 50 to 100 people we wanted to fill that room with. So it was a very lucrative profession until 2001. In 2001, travel became not as easy as it once was. I traveled completely first class, stayed in executive suites, did the whole thing without paying for all that because the airlines were taking care of their most frequent travelers. If you were over 100,000 miles a year, they took care of you. All of that went away after 2001. All of the status programs, the elite programs, were watered down considerably after that. So we decided at that point, and that's been now, what, 6-7 years ago, to move entirely into the association business. And we were working with a lot of associations at the time, but our transition has been complete. We're not doing at this moment public seminars, even though it's a wonderfully lucrative business. And one I serve as consultant to other people who want to do seminars. But I moved into the association business. And when Michael talked to me about coming and talking to you a little bit about the association business, I thought, okay, let me think. And I did this yesterday. I sat down and thought, what is there about the association business that makes it a very lucrative market? Now, what's their budget like? $56 million on just conventions and seminars. $56 million. That's a big market. Who belongs to these associations? Literally 9 out of every 10 people in America belong to at least one organization or association where they pay dues. So all of your neighbors literally belong to some kind of association. 1 out of 4, I found this statistic interesting, 1 out of 4 individuals in America belong to more than 4 associations. Now, when your panelists are talking about getting to know people, talking to people, I belong to Metro Chamber in Sacramento. I belong to the Elk Grove Chamber of Commerce. I live up in the Sacramento area. Mixers like that put me in touch. Every time I attend a Chamber of Commerce mixer, I am in touch with over 100 or 200 individuals, of which I walk that room and I have my business card in my hand. I've got one sheets in my bag. And I can tell you that every time I go to a Chamber of Commerce mixer, I touch at least 5 people who have the potential to spread my name. They don't hire, but they spread my name. Word of mouth advertising, and I have the website and I have all the other things we've been talking about, but I will tell you particularly that word of mouth advertising works best for me. Every time I give a presentation, whether it's pro bono or whether it's paid, I expect to have at least 5 contacts in my pocket, 5 business cards in my pocket when I leave that room that I will contact the next day. And out of those 5, 1 will lead to a presentation. But the only reason it is because I get out there and talk to people. I market myself. I don't have an agent. I market myself at this point.